Temura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. So we've established that you can do temura from one animal to another animal. The question is, what about a part of an animal? Or what about an animal still in utero, an unborn fetus? So two things to make clear just before we start the Mishnah. The first is just the words themselves. Don't get confused. The word avar or avarim means a limb, like the leg of an animal. And the word ubar with an ayin means a fetus, the unborn entire animal, okay? These both those terms, they know what they mean. The second thing you need to know is that there's a machlokas elsewhere in Shas, whether if a person takes an animal and he consecrates it, but doesn't say the whole animal is hekdesh, he just says the leg of that animal should be in ola. So does that work? So according to Rabbi Yossi, who, and also Rabbi Shimon for the matter, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, yes, it does work. It makes not just the leg animal, but once the leg becomes consecrated, I should say, then the whole animal becomes consecrated as an ola in that case. Whereas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda say, no, if you consecrate the leg, that doesn't do anything. Okay? As it happens, this is a side point, and just sort of put it in parentheses, and we'll come back to the end, or we won't. It's not really relevant to our mission at all. They all agree. If a person consecrates an aver, sha'a neshama tuluyabo, an organ or limb that the animal needs to survive, meaning if you took the heart out, the animal would die on the spot. So if a person says the animal, Bessie, I'm just consecrating her heart as an ola, then the heart becomes consecrated in the animal with it. But that's not the topic of our Mishnah at all. Okay, we'll come back to it just to say that's not relevant here. In any case, with that background, says the Mishnah inside, Ein mamirin evarim be'ubarim. You can't, if you have a consecrated ubar, so this Mishnah takes it as a dover pashit, that a person could consecrate a fetus in utero. Let's assume that's the case. So if now you want to substitute, instead of doing the fetus, you say, I'm trying to just bring like the leg of this animal instead. So that's not going to work. Below ubarim be evarim. Same goes if you have, let's say, a consecrated animal. You want to say, well, I'll substitute one leg of that animal, which is consecrated, the kedusha onto an ubar, into an unborn fetus. It's not going to work. The same goes, you can't bring neither a limb nor an unborn fetus and say it should have the kedusha of a regular shalem, whole consecrated animal. It just doesn't work because, again, the limb's not an animal and it's not called the behema, and the ubar, the unborn animal, is not called the behema yet. And the same goes, v'lo shlemim behem. If you have a consecrated animal, you can't substitute one of its limbs for an unconsecrated entire animal, or you have a consecrated animal, you can't substitute its kedusha onto an ubar, a fetus, because those are not called behemos. That's all the halacha, that's straightforward. Rabbi Yossi, because he holds that if you consecrate a single limb, just in a vacuum, that does work to consecrate the whole animal. So he says, mamirin evarim b'shleimin, v'lo shleim b'evarim. He says you actually could do tumura onto a single limb. You could transfer, if you have an existing consecrated shlamim, you could bring another animal and say the kedusha of the shlamim should go onto the leg of this new animal. And that will work because what will happen is the leg will become consecrated and the animal dragged in with it. But velo shlamim be'evarim, you simply can't go the other way around. You can't say the kedusha of this one leg of the consecrated animal should go onto this entire new animal because the leg itself is not enough to convey the kedusha. But a whole consecrated animal is enough to convey kedusha, just one leg, which will then spread to the whole body. Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "V'halo b'mukdashin ha'omer ragla shalzu ola." Because in regular cases of consecration, not tamuros, if you say the leg of this animal should be an ola, kula ola, it works, and not just the leg, but the whole animal becomes consecrated. So too, af kishiyomer ragla shalzu tachas zu. If you say the leg of this one should be the substitute, the leg of this new unconsecrated animal should be the substitute in place of this existing consecrated animal, that will work. Te kula tamura tachta. The whole animal, not just his leg, becomes consecrated because the kedusha spreads from the leg to the rest of the body. Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. You cannot consecrate via tamura to a limb. And that's actually true halacha, like I said, even if the halacha follows Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that if you consecrate, not tamura, but if you consecrate an animal's essential organ, like, for example, a heart, it would make the whole animal consecrated. But even they would agree, and the halacha therefore is, if you would say the heart of this unconsecrated animal is the tamura for this consecrated animal, that would not work.